Hearing God's Voice, Henry and Richard Blackaby. Does God really have a specific will for everyone? Doug asked us. If he does, how does he reveal that will? Bewilderment was drawn like a curtain across his face. Then he shared his story. As a young man, Doug had been convinced God was calling him to medical missions. He had responded to God's word by entering medical school. His educational achievements were exceptional, and he soon caught the attention of various medical research centers. As he was deluged with offers from major hospitals, he struggled to reconcile this new career direction with his call to the mission field. Friends and family assured him this was God's blessing. He could serve God at home in America as effectively as he could on the mission field, maybe more so. Eventually, Doug became the director of immunology for one of the most prestigious medical institutions in the United States. The years raced by. Doug achieved a life that surpassed most men's dreams. He and his wife enjoyed a loving, solid marriage. Their children were happy and healthy. They lived in a beautiful home. They were loved and supported by a solid church and a wide circle of friends. Still, Doug could not deny the persistent uneasiness in his spirit. He was living a good Christian life. He was a faithful church member. Was it possible he was still missing God's will? What about the call he received as a teenager? Was it real? He was convinced it was. But that was so long ago. Did it even apply anymore? Now he was a man in a responsible position with a wife and children. Asking them to transplant their lives to a remote, possibly dangerous country to fulfill a calling he received as a teenager seemed reckless and foolhardy. Surely God wouldn't ask him to do that. It didn't make sense. Perhaps he was just going through a midlife crisis.